This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Lots of Rangers movings and a shakings. Kevin Pillar has made the opening day team. Evan Carter has not. He is being sent down to the minors. Obviously some stuff to work on there, specifically with left-handed pitching or against left-handed pitching. And then Rocker and Leiter both are going to be in the rotation to start the season. I'm curious how many times we make it through before they think Corbin is ready to go and slide a lefty into the rotation.
Yeah, obviously, that would depend on how good two, like how good those two are doing. That's if fair. They're rolling, then you're just like, I guess we just keep this thing rocking. There are a couple things, a couple of notes on that.
Yeah.
Evan Carter, my understanding, is probably going to need about 2 months of hitting in the minor leagues before he kind of finds his groove. And then on, you know what? I don't even want to say the Rocker thing. I'm just going to say that he's got, just keep runners off base is what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Strike them all out and you're going to be just fine, buddy.
So we shouldn't talk about,
because I don't want to give,
holding runners on base.
What are you doing right now? Other teams are listening. The Red Sox are listening right now.
Oh,
they're well, like, oh, Kevin said that
He's probably not going to pitch in that opening series.
Kevin said that he can't keep runners on.
I didn't say that. I said he had trouble keeping runners on.
That maybe he's just, you know, trick effing them. You know, maybe he's just standing there during spring training. I'm not going to hold him on. I'll show it off whenever I get to the bigs.
Now, top three keys to a successful Rangers season. I'm going to read you my three keys real quick, because one of them, Corey has already said, might be in peril. Rocker or Leiter has to be a starting pitcher all season. A real high leverage order, including closer for the bullpen. And Josh Young stays healthy. I see no problem with any of these three pull-up points, Corey.
What were they again, Kevin? Because one of them I have a big problem with. Can you go back through those one?
Rocker or Leiter is a starting pitcher all season.
All right.
A real high leverage order, including closer for the bullpen.
All right.
And Josh Young stays healthy.
Okay. We can't guarantee Josh Young's health.
Well, I mean, he'll be healthy to start the season.
There is no way to guarantee. We've just been informed
that
Josh Young is being scratched from today's game, the final of the season, the spring training season, due to a sore neck. Also, Pierce Corey Seager is dealing with a bit of a calf injury. So, Kevin, as far as that goes, and I think everybody around here understands, if you have a calf injury, you need to be traded. Like, that's how this works.
Yeah. I see what that's about.
If you have a calf injury, just move. And he's often injured, you know? So even if he could be an MVP, he's often injured and now has a calf injury. So
Corey Seager's our
baby on the way.
Yeah, no,
you know,
I got
all this stuff going on. I think you're dead on, man. If
let's expand on Seager for just 1 second.
Yeah.
So he was sidelined from yesterday's exhibition again today with, quote, a little tightness in his calf, per Bruce Bochy. Bochy said the absence was more of a precaution than a concern. We'll make sure we take care of him before we open up here. And so I'm going to take that at face value. Don't panic. But also, like, there's a little bit of concern with Corey Seager and his calf in general. But also, you don't want to see him rush back for opening day because obviously we've already been through that. Opening day is a big deal. It is a big deal, but it is still one game.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get extra points for winning or extra wins if you win on opening day or anything like that. So,
but you could go 162-0, and that is what your goal is ultimately.
Hey, I hope we can compromise on this. You won't. But
stop saying that.
Not going to happen.
You can.
Guarantee it.
The promise of 162-0 is always good before the season and if you win on opening day.
Well, that's why I said, for one day, I'll do every show myself. I don't know if you were here for that. Yeah, if the Rangers go 162-0, I, assuming Spittle's okay with it, am going to give everybody the day off and I'm going to do everybody's show all day. I'm going to do a crash course and learn the board. I'm
going to
sit at the board
and do the show
and do the show and talk. I'm going to do it all. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do Carter's job at the same time. I'll have to figure that out. But
I think you just move the thing over there to you.
The point is, you can all have the day off,
mm-hmm.
assuming the bosses approve of that. If they go 162-0, because it's not going to happen. But I hope we can compromise because I do now think that Thursday's game is super important
mm-hmm.
because all three of the times that the Rangers made it to the World Series, they won their season opener.
Let's do it again. Let's do it again
yes!
this year. 877-881-1053, your top three keys to a successful Rangers season.
Oh, from the 972, someone check in on Bassick. He paid top dollar for all those Evan Carter rookie cards.
He's going to be okay. Mike understands what's happening there.
He
understands young players have to grow. Like, we've talked with him about this. But he definitely is sad about it. Like, you could see every time we brought it up in spring training, you could see he'd be like, I know. You could see it on his face. All right.
He got rid of a lot of the Luka cards at the last Dallas card show.
Top three keys to Ranger success for me, Kevin. Berger and Jock bring this lineup back to life.
I like it.
Because the power is back, baby. Number two, Adolis finds his groove. Again, I stand by it. If Adolis Garcia... Somebody texted in earlier and said his groove is on 1 month, off 1 month, on 1 month, off
yeah.
1 month. But if he finds his groove, you are one of the most dangerous lineups in baseball.
Okay, hear me out for just 1 second on that, because I was immediately thinking Adolis gets his groove back.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously I started thinking about Stella
of
and
course.
Angela Bassett. So
of course, yeah.
My wife and I watched this terrible show, this super entertaining called Dr. Odyssey. And
I've been wanting to check it out.
Oh my God, it's the worst.
Because I like the people in it.
It's so entertaining. Angela Bassett showed up on there. She is 66. Holy.
She looks amazing.
Moly, does she look amazing.
Dude, she looked amazing in Black Panther.
I know, I'm just saying. She does not age.
No, she's amazing.
Back to baseball.
Berger and Jock, Adolis. And I have a hard time choosing between these because you already said the Vanderbilt boys. They need to provide you some quality innings. Like,
I need one of them to remain a starter.
I need both of them to be ready for this season. Like, I might need Rocker a few more times this season. I might need Leiter a few more times. Whichever one has decided to be in there.
Yeah.
I might need the other one a couple more times this year, though, because injuries happen. But I can't decide between Corey Seager has another MVP season and Wyatt Langford steps to the stage.
Okay.
Because I don't know what this team will look like if Wyatt Langford steps to the stage and becomes the star that we all think he's going to be.
Yes.
I have no clue, but I do know what this team looks like if Corey Seager has an MVP type season.
Yes.
Which he deserved it because Ohtani got lucky that year.
Wow, you're doubling down on that, huh?
If Corey Seager has an MVP type season, this is a World Series contender. So I have not touched the pitching part of it because I feel like Eovaldi, I know what I'm getting out of Eovaldi. I feel very comfortable there. I'm probably going to have a spell in the season where he's missing, and that's fine as long as the Rangers can get through it. And as far as DeGrom goes, fingers crossed. But the bats, Berger and Jock, new injection of life to this thing. Adolis returns to form. You're dangerous already with those three. And if Corey Seager's an MVP category guy, man, watch out. Every other pitcher that walks up to the mound on this team.
From the 940, like Corey always says, can't go 162-0 if you don't win the first
one.
You're
damn right!
That's right.
From the 682, how many wins would they have to get in a row before you got nervous about that bet? If they got, like, seriously, if they got 20, if they start off the season 20-0, I'd be like, oh my gosh, I made it.
And then you've been saying they need to start 12-0.
Yes. And then I would you would see me here in the morning shadowing Peyton, shadowing Lucius, because I would have to start getting ready to learn how to run the board.
Got a text just a moment ago, Kevin, from a listener that said they're going to, is it Sunday's game? I believe it was Sunday's game. Do we know who's pitching yet? Here is the current rotation as Jared Sandler has told us. Evaldi, Leiter. Malley, DeGrom, Rocker. So that is the way the rotation will look. Evaldi, Leiter, okay. Malley, DeGrom on Sunday, and Rocker on Monday.
Well, sounds like you have yourself a heck of a selection for a game. Although I would probably still watch out for maybe like four innings pitch from DeGrom in that game. That is just a guess when they're still trying to obviously be careful and stretch him out. Now, to go along with that, from the 817, fair. Keys to a successful season. Score more runs than the other team every game. Easier said than done, because from the 214, per ChatGPT, going 162-0, assuming you have a 75% chance to win every single game, the odds of that are 1 in 40 quintillion. That feels like a lot. That, once you got past the numbers that I know.
How much is a quintillion?
I don't know.
A lot.
That's the thing.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You're right.
I still like those odds. This lineup's good.
Yeah. If it's going to be a bet where you have to go through that, we'll be here watching. We'll all come and sit on the Goose. And that's what everybody calls this couch up here, by the way, is the Goose. Everybody says
it's
that.
It's an ugly name.
Because my friend, never mind. But yeah, everybody will come up here and just hang out and watch you do the show. And when you like look over and you're like, would you like to be a guest? We'll all shake our head no.
Okay.
Because you lost the bet. You never believed that anybody could go 162-0.
That is true.
Not even the version of the Dodgers. You're like, there's no way.
No, the Dodgers can't do it either. All right? They can't.
Wow.
From the 214, top three important things for the Rangers this season, if they're going to be contending like we all hope. Seager is top five in MVP voting. That feels doable.
Let's go.
DeGrom stays healthy. Leiter and Rocker stay in the majors the whole season. See, I only said one of them, but if both of them can stay there, a couple of things you're hoping are happening. They've done well enough to feel like you can still win with them as pitchers. And man, how much did you learn about those two guys in a season? Like, if those guys can pitch the most of the season, you have learned so much about them for their development going forward. And that's got to have you even more hyped up about the Vandy boys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're starting to look at the future for real. Like, when they signed Evaldi this offseason, it was out of necessity.
I can see that.
And the Ranger, and Chris Young knew, too, when he signed DeGrom back then, the risk that there was, but the necessity of, we need a really good pitcher. I loved, dude, Brian Ray. I think he's phenomenal at what he does.
Agreed.
When he hopped on with us the other day, though, and he said the Mikko Rantanen trade was a gift to the players, a reward.
Yes.
I love the way he said it, because he said we already rewarded them once this year, and now Jim Nill is rewarding the players again. You've proven that you're going to go out there and fight for it. I'm rewarding you by giving you an exceptional elite player to be by your side. And that's what Chris Young said. Guys, Corey Seager, Marcus Semien, I'm going to reward y'all by giving you Jacob DeGrom and good pitching to go along with it. And I will continue to reward y'all as we go along if you keep proving that you're capable of doing it. And so I really appreciate what Chris Young does and what that saying is right there of rewarding the team for a job well done.
And from the 315, if you missed it, yes, Pilar is going to be on the opening day roster. Now, the other two things that I brought up. A real high leverage order, including closer for the bullpen. We have talked about this. All you can do is go off of what you've seen. And what you've seen so far for the Rangers bullpen, specifically what it looks like they're shaping up with for the 7th, 8th, and 9th, is incredibly positive. If you want to fall back on, well, Rougned Odor would have been a Hall of Famer for spring training. You're not wrong, all right? And I definitely concede that. But it is very encouraging. The Josh Young thing. I think this might be number one on my list, even though I listed it third, which is confusing. Josh Young feels like just the lifeblood and the catalyst of this lineup in this clubhouse for this team. and you want to see what he can do for a whole season. I think he's played like 168 regular season games, give or take, and he has 30 home runs in his major league career. Can you imagine if you took all the pop we think is going to be in this lineup, and Josh Young plays mostly a full year and hits 25 home runs as well?
I can't imagine it, but I can see it.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine it because I've been so like, "Urgh." By the way, somebody did say that those odds, Kevin, the numbers that you threw out there, it sounds like we're due. And I agree with them.
Is that what you took from that?
Alec, are you prepared to put in the call for this season?
I will put in the call.
There it is. He's put in his call for the year, and I'm right there with him. So I'm going to go ahead and signify my call as well. That's two calls. Actually, I should take mine back because I don't want mine to negate yours. I'm proud of you, though. So
thanks,
I'll go for next year.
I'm going to look like the biggest idiot or the smartest person to ever grace these airwaves.
Josh Young, too, Kevin. Josh Smith is a fine player.
Yes.
I don't want to take anything away from what he accomplished last year. Josh Young is a different player for this team. And as much as Josh Smith can be a good tool for the team, getting everybody moving in the right direction, Josh Young seems to be that guy.
I couldn't tell if he caught that or not. There was a play at the wall. And
nobody knows if he caught it or not.
Yeah, even the guy for the Twins is like, hold up, is that a home run or not? And now he's Marquez is like, all right, I got it. And then I see a lot of, so you're saying there's a chance. And then there's this. Will the Rangers and the Dodgers play each other? I want to make this clear. I do not think either one of them can go undefeated. I certainly never would have thought both of them could go undefeated. And yes, since they play each other, that makes it an impossibility. But I want to make my stance on this very clear. They can't do it. Neither one of them.
Just a quick note on Kevin Pillar, according to Bruce Bochy, because Bruce Bochy is now speaking. He said Pillar could be used as a DH versus left-handed pitching, center field, and potentially even the corner outfield spots. That makes a lot of sense.
It does.
He said that a platoon in center field with he and Tavares is not necessarily guaranteed.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'm interested to see how that goes, but I love Bochy's like, look, I can't just put things in stone. A lot of these things have options, and I like options.